This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Coming up, an effort to get a handle on the opioid crisis in Bloomington Normal. Governor Bruce Rauner and one of his top Democratic rivals are both in Bloomington Normal today, though they're probably not having lunch together. Rauner stopped at Bloomington High School, part of his school funding bill signing tour. Democratic candidate for Governor J.B. Prisker stopped at a union hall in southwest Bloomington with his running mate, Juliana Stratton. GLT's Ryan Denham was there as they picked up a big union endorsement and shook some hands and took some selfies.
First one never takes with me. It turns out if you take a second one, it doesn't get much better. Nice to see you. Good to see you.
J.B. Pritzker was at the Laborers Local 362 Hall this morning to pick up the endorsement of the Midwest region of the Laborers International Union of North America, or LIUNA. That union represents over 55,000 laborers, including construction workers, healthcare providers, and industrial employees. Pritzker's message today was job creation, a five-point plan that includes everything from infrastructure to supporting better partnerships between startups and college campuses. Pritzker and his hosts say that unions are under attack from Governor Rauner.
If Bruce Rauner wins, his Koch Brothers network, and that's what he belongs to, this right-wing network, his Koch Brothers network will have eviscerated unions all across the Midwest. We are an island. We have to protect this state from their onslaught.
After his remarks to the packed labor hall, Pritzker spoke to reporters and started with a question about whether union endorsements still matter like they once did.
Well, first of all, I'm proud to have the endorsement of the LIUNA Midwest region and of 19 individual labor unions across the state, plus the AFL-CIO, the state AFL-CIO. Very important endorsements for a variety of reasons. First of all, 900,000 members of the AFL-CIO in Illinois. So this is, you know, in a race that, you know, there are only going to be a few million votes. 900,000 is an awful lot. Second, it is labor unions that are often at the lead of the grassroots efforts to get people out to vote. So knocking on doors, making phone calls, making sure that we're identifying our voters and getting them out to vote. I'm so proud to have a, you know, truly an army of people already, and then add to that all the people that we've attracted to our campaign all across the state, people who volunteered, gone on our website or through Twitter or Facebook, have signed up with us. We really have developed quite an army. So I'm proud to have all these members here excited about taking on Bruce Rauner and beating him.
So Governor Rauner won all these downstate counties in 2014. So I'm wondering, what are you going to do differently to try to pick up a county like this that, you know, narrowly voted for Trump, but, you know, it's still kind of on the edge?
Well, I mean, we're fighting hard every single day. First of all, to communicate our message about fighting for working families and putting Springfield back on their side. You know, you heard me say that we're not just, you know, beating up on Bruce Rauner. We also have real plans for the future of the state of Illinois. We need to remind people, of course, that Bruce Rauner promised an awful lot of things when he was running and did nothing. For 2.5 years, nothing has been done that's helpful for working families. And we need to put somebody in that office who's actually going to wake up every day thinking about them. So that message, which is important to carry throughout the state, is why we're on this tour, on this six-day bus tour. But remember, this is not my first time here in Bloomington. It's not my first time downstate. All throughout this campaign, from the very beginning, I have focused on downstate Illinois, making sure in central and southern Illinois that I am visiting and talking to and listening to voters across the state. Very important. People have often forgotten central Illinois. Often. And in my opinion, you got to have a governor who's listening and then acting on the needs. And that's why you've seen the plan on jobs that I put out that focuses a great deal on the needs right here in Bloomington.
Pritzker was also asked why he's the best candidate to defeat Rauner in a relatively crowded Democratic field. Other candidates include Daniel Biss, Chris Kennedy, Mia Pawar, Bob Diber, and others.
I've gotten real things done during the course of my life. Tens of thousands of people across the state have benefited from the work that I've done to expand a federal program, for example, for 230,000 kids getting school breakfast, expanding opportunities for families to get quality child care and quality preschool. I've created jobs in a nonprofit small business incubator and in my own business, so I know how to create jobs. And I think the record speaks for itself. I've also spent years working with government and in government. I ran the Illinois Human Rights Commission, which is the state's civil rights court, for 3 years. I worked on Capitol Hill for Senator Alan Dixon. I'm somebody who, you know, has spent a lifetime trying to find ways to do public service, whether it's in government or outside. And even as a private citizen, the things that I've worked on, you know, which are the things that I've mentioned, those things are things that I care about. Those are, ask the candidates, what were they doing before they ran for public office? What were they doing when they weren't thinking about running for public office to really help people across the state of Illinois? And I think my record will beat all.
So you've been pretty upfront about this whole rich guy thing, basically. This, I'm, you know, billionaire, and so is Governor Rauner and everything. Even your website has some pretty straight up language on that. I guess, what is going to be your message to some Democrats in our area who might be floating toward another candidate like a Daniel Biss, just based on that one issue alone? What is your message on that as it relates to the values you talked about today?
This race isn't about money. It's about values. It's about what you get done for the people of Illinois. So, you know, if you look at my record, I've gotten real things done, big things for people in Illinois. And it's something that I think people shouldn't be measured upon when they're running for public office. What have you really done? Because it's easy. Everybody stands up and says, this is what I will do. Everybody can project forward and promise things when they're going to get elected, right? And by the way, most of us Democrats agree on a variety of things that I think is, you know, those are fundamental Democratic principles, like we should have a progressive income tax in this state. We should protect middle-class families and people striving to get to the middle class from tax increases and instead ask people who can afford it to pay for it. Those are things that I think every Democratic candidate that's running stands for, and I will stand for too. So the real question is, who do you think can get those things done? Because every one of the things that I've done in my life, those things that I talked about affecting tens of thousands of people's lives, I didn't do those things alone. How did I get them done? I got community leaders together, elected leaders, business leaders, and everyday Illinoisans who care deeply about those issues. And then we work together. I set the vision and lead, but then we work together to get those things, to figure out how are we going to get from here to there. How do we provide thousands of parents with early childhood education? How do we actually get that done? How do we actually create those small business jobs in that incubator? How do we create the incubator? All of those things, it really requires getting people together, setting the vision, and then working, everybody pulling on the oar. When was the last time you heard that happening in Springfield? I think you need somebody who will go to Springfield and bring that to lead this legislature as well as this entire state.
Pritzker was also asked about the resolution of the school funding stalemate. That bill includes $75 million for tax credits to fund private school scholarships. That's raised the ire of teachers' unions and other opponents.
Well, first of all, we've got to build up our public education system. I mean, that's really the point here. This bill was about public education, not about private education. I certainly want to make it easy for people to go to a private school if they want to go. But public education, we've got to stand up for our public education system. We have underfunded for years. You heard me say it just a little bit ago. We're 50th now in the nation in state funding for education. That's just wrong. Illinois shouldn't be at the bottom of the heap here. And we provide only 26% of all the money that's needed for K-12 education from the state. That's about half of what the average state in the United States provides. That's just wrong. And so I don't want to siphon money off from the public school system into private schools. That's the wrong way to go about helping people who want to go to private school. It's important to me that we make sure and focus resources on kids who go to public schools, because most kids do. Our public education system has been forgotten. People aren't fighting for it. I'll be a governor who will.
Back in front of the crowd, Pritzker wrapped up by criticizing Rauner's Chicago versus Downstate storyline, most recently deployed during the school funding dispute.
Bruce Rauner is trying to pit communities against each other. He's trying to divide downstate from the collar counties from Chicago. He's trying to make a division because he thinks it will help him get reelected. We shouldn't let him do it. This is one Illinois. We are one state. We need to stand together. And I hope that you'll join the movement here to take back Springfield for working families. I need your help. Are you with me? Are you ready for a fight? Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for coming out this morning. Thank you.
After his stop this morning in Bloomington, Pritzker and his running mate were headed to Stanford to tour a union training facility with John Penn, who is also head of the McLean County Democratic Party. It's all part of Pritzker's six-day, 22-stop bus tour. There's coverage of Governor Bruce Rauner's midday stop at Bloomington High School during GLT newscasts and at WGLT.org.